it's great for our team, for our guys, for us to step up today's game and win that one. So it was a big game for us, big game mentally, and I thought every guy in the locker room elevate his game. Guys did their huge block shots. They raised the level. Our Brian Boyle, our veteran, lead the way. Everyone stepped up from the D to the forwards, and it's fun to be part of this kind of environment. I thought we play whole 60 minutes, we played smart hockey, and we were composed.
It's hockey. I love hockey. I love it. I love him. I love the way he says hockey. I love the way he says focus. I love the way that he said.
Whoa.
That's how he says it, Robbie. That's how he says it.
That was good.
That's
dump.
Oh, I mean, come on. I love the way he says quarantine. This brings joy to me. Panthers back in action today at noon. We are looking forward to that as they look to stay alive. They're down 2-1 in this series, in the 5-game series, so backs against the wall again today. He is right. That Brian Boyle, by the way, he's too big on skates. He's too big. I think there's a skate limit. I think once you get to like 6'4", you shouldn't be on skates anymore. It's too big.
There was a couple hockey players that were like 6'8", right?
Yeah, it's too big. Like Zdeno Chara. Oh, my God, yeah. that guy was a behemoth. No, it's too big. Plus, doesn't your back hurt? You got to hunch down on the ice. Probably gonna need like a Robert Kraft masseuse afterwards.
Everybody doesn't walk around like you, Gru.
Patriots.
Let's get the headlines, Robbie. What do we got this morning, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fields and Dastard's Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenience. Yeah, 3 hours from now, backs against the wall, game 4, Panthers and Islanders. You can hear that one on the Joe. Noon action. Love it.
The Joe. Cup of puck on the Joe.
When would game 5 be if they do win tonight?
Sunday?
I'm guessing Sunday, but the hockey schedule's been weird with all these back-to-backs and nooners and
Sunday nooner.
I would guess a Sunday nooner would be the next game.
Let's see if they have any date on that, Robbie. They would be Sunday, but time is to be determined.
Oh yeah, because there's a whole bunch of other series that could end or not end or still be going on. That makes sense.
Right.
They'll wait till after today's game to make that decision.
Come on, Bob. Keep it going today. Keep it going.
Let's get us to Sunday.
Get us to Sunday. Bob time.
You can't. No. You
no,
can't.
No, no, you can't.
The ship.
You can't. Oh, no. I get it for just him. I get all the clout I want. That's my dude. I wasn't saying it was going to be him that cost him the game. Rats off a ship, the rest of his crew.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been taking a beating this year on him. I don't get a little clout?
No. You rats off the ship.
Nah, get the hell out of here. I'm on his ship. I'm in the net. I'm clinging on with my little rat teeth right to the net.
All right.
What else you got, Robbie?
The Marlins, they won yesterday, and they're back in action. 6-1, baby.
Come on, son. Jonathan VR revenge. That was a revenge game for VR. He going deep, Leroy, leadoff home run. He's getting the hits against the Orioles. They don't know what they're missing.
Getting dudes that weird box.
Oh, my God. That was crazy. This dude, Wade LeBlanc, had the worst balk I've ever seen in my life.
It was.
He goes
you
and
got,
he,
you got a video of it?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Leroy, you can't believe how bad this is.
For a major league pitcher?
He was like, damage is done, my friend. Right, might as well throw it to the backstop.
I'm sending it to you right now from Wade LeBlanc. Wade LeBlanc was so shook on the base paths.
So he looked like Fauci?
He did look like Fauci. He looked like Fauci. He was so bad. It was wild. Brian Anderson was awesome yesterday.
See if you can spot the buck.
You're going to be floored watching this, how bad this was from dude.
Can't wait to see Leroy's reaction.
Like, what is he doing? That's a major league pitcher. I don't know what he was. He like turned into Hideo Nomo for a second. I'm gonna go backward. Like, I don't know. Wade LeBlanc, the worst balk you've ever seen in your life.
The catcher's like, don't throw it out. Don't throw it out, dummy.
My favorite was Jonathan Villar being like, all right, I guess it's a balk. I'm walking. See ya. That's awesome. But yeah, the Marlins have been unstoppable.
Then he tried to throw a curveball.
Yeah, let me put a little spin on it for you.
Oh my god!
I think the thing that's crazy about the Marlins too, man, is like they were in this doubleheader the other day. They put like three runs together over two games, and then yesterday, you thought like, all right, it's gonna unravel. This was cute, but like. You know, I thought it would have been so easy for the Marlins. They give up that lead, the tie up, be like, it would have been easy. Three out of four, boys. Hey, we've been stuck in a hotel. That's a pretty good series. But, I mean, that was ultimate guts for them to come back like that. Brian Anderson was awesome. Groundskeeper showing emotion, flexing up like he's the ultimate warrior afterwards. I got so fired up. When he's like powering up, like he's ultimate warrior on third base, I was like, that's our guy. Groundskeeper, baby.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about leadership? Just look no further than Brian Anderson. Going out there, he goes, not only does he get the big hits every single game, three straight games, game-winning hits for Brian Anderson, playing position for the first time this series over at first base. He stretched a little early. That's okay. He's just feeling his way out just so he can get other people on the base paths. And then you had yesterday, Monte Harrison. Yeah. Going out there, first pitch, first major league hit. Yeah, it was an infield hit. No biggie's got the wheels. Then he steals second base. Knocks his noggin right on the outfield wall. Almost gets concussed, but he also saved the run, tracking down a fly ball. Big time series. Gonna kick the Mets' ass this weekend. No further questions, Mean Gene.
Also, no further starting pitcher, at least announced tonight for the Marlins. They do play the Mets. Michael Wacha is going on the mound. Your favorite, Leroy. He's going on the mound for the Mets. But no announcement. I have no idea who the Marlins are going to go to start tonight's game.
Wasn't Michael Wacha like the best pitcher in a World Series?
Yep. Wacha, Wacha, Wacha.
Yep. Right.
And then he fell off. Now it's like, what the Wacha?
Like him and Cody Ross. World Series heroes.
Cody Ross, who left the Marlins in tears that year because they gave him away for nothing. Please don't make me go.
Wasn't he like the MVP of the World Series?
NLCS. NLCS, yeah.
NLCS.
Yeah, he homered off Holiday. May he rest in peace multiple times in a game.
Crazy.
Speaking of which,
we have no inkling on who's going to start today, Robbie.
I honestly have no idea. I doubt they're going to bring up Sixto Sanchez or Edward Cabrera. They already said they're not going to do that. They would have done so already.
Nah, they're not going to do that.
I mean, they're out of starters. I mean, they've everyone's either on the Rona list or in the minors. Like, I don't know who else. They already used the bullpen game. I don't think they could do that again.
I saw Caleb Wiff yesterday was throwing a baseball in a sock.
What?
Yeah, he put the baseball. He has like a sock puppet arm, right? But the baseball's in there, so kind of like he does throwing motion with the baseball, and so it leaves his hand, but it gets stuck in the sock. It's almost like a baseball condom, if you will.
What, he throws and catches it?
Yeah, I'll send you the video of it. It's pretty wild. Go ahead and give us another headline, Rob. We want to track this
by
down.
By the way, the schedule got remade. MLB, they made up all the games that the Marlins missed. They're going to play like eight doubleheaders in September. I know everyone's complaining about it, but 7-inning games coming. Come on.
I liked it. It was fun. I loved it.
Yeah, so
yesterday when it got to the fourth inning, I was having a little bit of angst. I'm like, oh, 9 innings today.
I was like, wait a minute, it's not almost over?
Got to sweat this out. It's a lot of baseball. I sent you the Caleb Wiff video, Leroy, so you can see what he's doing. You'll see he's got a sock puppet on his arm like he's Mr. Rogers, but the baseball stays in the sock. Him still stuck in his room, not allowed to go anywhere. Well, I guess he's in his Miami apartment now. Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, in fact, just to be clear, the Phillies are supposed to come back down here for a four-game series. Now, we know that the Phillies were supposed to be here this past week for three games. That got moved around. So now they're going to have basically a seven-game series late September with two doubleheaders in it.
Good. Good.
Going to be here a month?
Just more opportunities to kick their ass.
I was thinking down here, more ways to catch the Rona.
Can I be honest with you? Can we just say this? Can I say this? This Bryce Harper with his hair, it's a bit much.
He's
a bit much.
All flock of seagulls.
Yeah, bro, what are you doing? Are you doing commercials for Pert Plus?
Pert Plus.
Him and Paul
like,
Amalu.
It's so shiny. I'm just like, ugh, all right. You want to talk about a hot dog and prima donna. That's it right there.
That's what 300 million hair dude looks like.
That guy looks like he probably has one of those salon chairs with the thing that goes over the ladies' heads when they got the things in their hair. He looks like he has that in his house. It's enough.
Just a beauty salon in his house.
It's just like, you know, cut your hair a little bit. It's too much. You got that McBob Jesus hair going on.
Oh, by the way,
these Gatorade commercials with him annoy me too. He's got it up in the ponytail.
Oh, doesn't he do one with Todd Gurley? He does a commercial with Todd Gurley.
The one I know now is with Zion and Serena's in it.
Yeah, but you got a
Todd Gurley. Is Todd Gurley in there too? I might have missed that.
Yeah, he's in there too. Todd Gurley is in there.
Todd Gurley is in there?
At the end, remember he's in a fencing outfit? Yeah. And he says, oh, we're playing baseball? Be right back.
By the way, did you guys see the home run Christian Yelich yesterday?
I did not.
The most fugazi home run.
Wait.
Most fugazi home run of all time.
It is a home run that you would say, yep, that's a Yelich home run.
Let me look.
First of all, it's inside the park, but the guy should have made the play.
No, don't ruin it. Wait. He's got to see it.
All right, here it is. Inside.
The guy gets stuck in the net like a crab.
Oh, my God.
I told you, the right fielder got stuck in the net like a crab.
And technically, the outfielder didn't touch the ball, so they can't give him like a double with an error. They just flat out gave him an inside the park home run.
Yeah, I mean, like it's not his fault that there's sea life webbing there.
Like he's like we gotta play the Free Willy song because this like Sarah McLachlan's gonna be like save the wildlife because he got stuck in that netting.
I will remember you.
Oh man, I have to change the channel.
Too much.
Man,
hard times for Christian Yelich, huh?
Yeah, he's had a rough go so far. Can't hit without a crowd. It's
interesting.
It's been proven. One more headline. We're running out of headlines here. I'll throw a bone to the bros here that the Canes got a 5-star defensive tackle, Jordan Taylor, yesterday.
Well, that's good news, especially after we learned Rousseau is out. He is going to the pros, and he has already signed with Drew Rosenhaus.
I mean, it's not like Lorenzo Lingard wasn't a 5-star recruit. Didn't play. Transferred.
Now, assuming this is all on the level, Drew Rosenhaus has like a teleportation device, right? Like as soon as somebody opts out, he goes, "Here we go." Like he's right there all of a sudden.
Or
he gets beamed down.
I'm gonna just hold up. Let's keep it real. They opt out because they signed with an agent.
What? How dare you?
Really? Really? You think you can find an agent that quick? It was 3 minutes.
He's already.
So you think it
Drew's already got.
Is it fair to say, right, without even stretching the truth whatsoever, that they had conversations before he decided to come out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
By the way. Leonard Taylor, that's a defensive tackle. Leonard Taylor. I said Jordan Taylor for some weird reason.
All right. Well, we got to do a little bit of NBA. We'll recap some more Heat stuff. But I do want to get to this. There was an altercation yesterday. A little brouhaha went down in the NBA, so we'll get to that next. Bam, bam. 15 minutes of Heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. In Miami Heat yesterday, they fall to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hard they time, fell Daddy. Hard.
Hard. Hard.
You'd rather them just get blown up by 15 from 100%. The beginning, right?
Yeah. Well,
false sense of security.
I think I would like them to get blown out if they had their full stack. I don't, you know, if the situation with them being shorthanded, I definitely can tolerate it a little bit more. Like, I could definitely take some good out of the game. I don't think, you don't come out of a game like that not having two of your best players, having a 23-point lead on them and think, all right, you know, there's not some encouraging stuff. There's definitely stuff to still worry about and pick at and all that type of stuff. But if it was a situation where you had Jimmy and you had Goron and you blew a 23-point lead, that would be heartbreaking. I'd much rather get my ass kicked straight up. Straight up. But there's still some good stuff. Texter writes in, a few Heat texts that are rolling in right now. I'm tired of dummy Heat fans blaming this on none. Blame the stars, not the rookie. It's hard not to blame Kendrick Nunn, and it's not that he gets all of the blame, but it's hard not to just notice. It's been pretty glaring how bad he is, and especially because, look, Kendrick Nunn's best attribute is the guy's a bucket. He goes and he scores. He could fill it up. And when Kendrick Nunn is not scoring for you, it's not like he's a guy who's a great playmaker. He's not a great defender. So when Kendrick Nunn doesn't give you points, you're kind of hard up to why you would have him on the floor. And so I do think that's a concern. I mean, if you don't want, you know, if you go out and lose these games, like especially the one against Toronto, nobody's saying that he deserves blame, but you know, when you have that kind of gaping hole in your starting point guard, it's hard not to notice it, man. So, I mean, I guess blame who you want to blame it. Like, if you want to go and say who deserves more of the blame yesterday for not showing up, yeah, Bam has the worst game. He's your all-star. He deserves more of the responsibility. But we're not talking about one game with Bam, with Kendrick Nunn. We're talking about since he's been in the bubble, he does not have his offensive game at all. And if he doesn't have his offensive game, he doesn't really have a game.
Right. I would say that I'm probably in line with your thinking, is that he's not a defender. He's basically a scorer.
And he's tight.
Or what was it, a ball handler or a facilitator. And if he's not doing those other things really well, then you have to have his scoring.
Right. Like, for example, with Tyler, right? Like, Tyler's shot still isn't all the way there. His offensive posture there. But Tyler's 6'5". His rebounding has been a lot better. He is a playmaker. He's finding guys in the open court. Like, he's
can
doing,
he handle the ball, though? Because that's the other option.
He's doing other things. Yeah, well, yes. I don't know. I think it's got to be either him or Goron. I think it's got to be him or Goron who's going to probably end up starting. Because I don't know how you could play this guy with how bad Kendrick has been.
Man, are you rats off a ship?
I'm not rats off a ship. I think he's being his own ship. His own ship is taking on water.
He's young, man. He's a rookie.
He's
a rookie. Like,
time's a ticking.
Here's the tough spot that the Heat are in. They have selected players well. They have players that have come up through the system or that they've taken from other teams, but they're young. And there's a learning curve, and there's bumps and bruises that these guys have to go through that, unfortunately, the Heat can't afford. So that's the spot that they're in with Kendrick Nunn. Because if he was just a right, like, for example, last year, dunks, they didn't need dunks to go in and score. It was an added, you know, thing when he went in and did it. And they kind of said, you know what, we'll throw him in for a few minutes, let him get his sea legs or what have you. And then this year, now they can depend on him. Mm-hmm. But they felt they didn't have to depend on him. When you look at Tyler and you look at Kendrick, these are two guys they're going to need to play well in order for them to win.
I know, but I feel like with Tyler, at least it seems like
You're just better on him because he got the ass model. Stop.
Why would I be better on him if he has the ass model? I don't care. I don't know who Kendrick Nunn's ass model is. I'm sure he's got ass models too.
All right.
I'm sure he's got ass balls too, but like Tyler does have other stuff he's bringing to the toolbox, and it seems like Kendrick not only has a sledgehammer and it's hard to lift right now.
You're basically going at him like Quinville was going at Bob with Drieger. He's bigger. He's 6'5". Look at the size on him.
Yeah, maybe. Right. I think though, I do think you should let him work it out at least until, you know, at least until like the end of the seeding games. Like, let's see if he can shake it out.
Right. You know what I would do? Play him more minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And how's this going to work it out? He's going to do one of two things. He's going to get so tired that he gets that second win by the time the playoffs start. Or he's just going to go in the tank. But you need to find out. You can't keep playing. Look, in fairness to him, you're expecting a lot from a guy that's a rookie. So what you have to do is try to make the situation or the circumstances fit his ability to get through it. So, for example, hey, be aggressive, buddy. Fight through it. Shoot your way out of it. You know why? It don't matter right now.
Another text writes in, is Myers Leonard being punished for shotgunning too many beers, or is this a contract negotiation tactic? I definitely don't think it's that, because I don't think Myers Leonard has like the big gaudy numbers that's going to warrant like a monster contract. I think part of it has to be health, and I think part of it also is that Kelly Olynyk's been so good that they're kind of riding who's hot right now. And now, in a game like yesterday where Kelly's in foul trouble and, you know, there seems like they're getting beat up a little bit with side, like, do you even try it? And you and he and UD are the only ones who don't play. Yeah, that's a little bit weird that they don't, like, a guy who started all of your games, you're not giving any minutes to, which makes me believe, like, I got to think it's something with his ankle. Like, he's still not all the way there. You know, the Heat with their injuries, they're not going to tell you bleep.
I would agree with that, because there were moments yesterday where you could have just said, hey, give me six of your best fouls, right? Big man, give me six of your best fouls in the paint. No layups, right? But that's the other thing that we didn't consider, because every time somebody has an injury and they're coming back and they've spent some time off, they always say, oh, I'm good to go, right? I don't care what it is. Good to go. Maybe he's not. I don't know, but the only thing Kelly O did make it easy for him by coming out and just balling.
And I think, you know, the first night he didn't play, somebody asked about Myers, and he said, Myers is still on my card. And I'm like, is he? Like, how big is this card? Is this a cue card? Is this a King of Diamonds? Like, what is this?
What kind of card? Fight Island card?
I don't know.
You know, because, look, I don't, when you talk about whether, if you're talking about success and you're saying it's between Kelly O and Myers and how many minutes they play, you got bigger problems before that. This is, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 3 or 4 issue. That's not gonna change the circumstance of your game. Now, Kendrick Nunn will more. Kendrick Nunn either needs to score the ball, get the ball in the scorer's hands, and be very efficient with the basketball. He's not doing many of those well. So that's the guy you need to turn it around, because he's going to have the ball in his hands.
Another texter writes in, you can text 786-360-0790. Giannis didn't look like a dude who wants to come to Miami. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. We'll see. That's where you gotta slow your roll and realize, all right, you know, he's going and beating up on Bama and them boys. Like, you know, let's see how attractive it would look with a stacked deck. How much you want to say? Hey, you'll be honest with you. You want to hang out with Brook Lopez? Look at him.
Here.
Annoying.
More important question.
Yeah.
How does Tobin determine which games matter?
That is a straight feel. That's a straight feel. You know, you can just tell. I don't know.
I can tell you. Was there a W or a L? Because I've never heard him say about the Heat, that wasn't a true win. Have you ever used that phrase? No, you didn't. Don't lie. Stop. No, you didn't.
have.
You didn't.
Yesterday's
No.
Well, hold on. Yesterday's not a true loss. Like, I'm not. I mean, we can't act like and sit here and act like you gotta put a T in front of that L.
Here,
it's not a true loss.
Let me ask a question.
Oh, what a shame he got Putin'd. Ah, rats. Or did I get Putin'd?
No, it's Leroy.
Ah, of course. Ah, shame. Oh, well. What are we going to do, Rob?
Question.
Yeah, tough. That's tough. Everybody, I'm sure he was going to get to the hard-hitting stuff, too. But it's just a feel. I don't know. You know a true loss when you see it, all right? You know a true loss when you see it. I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to explain it to you people. Like, when you lose a game to the Raptors, but they needed the referees to cheat to allow them to win, not a true loss. When you lose a game to the number one seed, but you didn't have two of your best players, not a true loss. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, you can call it an excuse machine. You can say that I'm sitting here and I'm reasoning with stuff. That's fine. I mean, you do you. If you want to sit here and sulk like it's a true loss and it's the same thing, that's fine. You live in your misery. You live in your little miserable hut, and that's fine. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to sit back and say, all right, shorthanded. No, two all-stars out. One of our all-stars had one of his worst games, and they were kicking the crap out of him for a lot of this game. It unraveled terribly. They ended up giving up a season high in points. Not great, but also not a true loss. You just know it when you see it. I mean, Robbie, it's not rocket science.
I mean, it was house money that they were even up by that much. I mean, I immediately jumped on the Bucks minus 10 in the second half, but I didn't think the Bucks would do that. I was hoping to win both bets, both my Heat bet and my Bucks minus 10 in the second half, and I only got one winner.
Well, we got to get ready. It's a big-time matchup coming up at noon.
Woo!
Panthers, Islanders, game 4. Plus, I'll give you that NBA fight that we never got to this past segment. We're back after this.
But the UFC will never be richer than a first-class fighter.
That's true. It's true. It's evident. It's evident. You see the purses that Floyd is commanding.
Make $100 million, Conor had to fight Floyd. If he fight John Jones, he's not going to get that. If he fight John Jones got to fight me if he wants to make some money, super money. It's just really interesting. I never thought at this stage of my life, this life, you know, things could still happen.
The only thing I have to say, I'm a neophyte in taking it easy, you know? I don't know how to do that well because I'm just one speed forward, and I don't know, Roy's just going to have to deal with that.
I see fear every day of my life. Always. You always feel fear from opposition. What's the purpose of even fighting if that's not involved? Fear is just, it's an emotion that we receive from God for whatever purpose it is.
Mike Tyson versus Shark coming this weekend, Leroy. Boxing glove on a shark's nose.
I'm not buying it.
You don't have to buy it. It's free. It's not pay-per-view. It's Discovery.
No, I mean, I'm not buying the whole...
Speaking of fights, did you see yesterday Aaron Gordon? I guess this was 2 days ago, actually. Aaron Gordon versus Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry fouled Aaron Gordon on the way to the basket, and then Aaron Gordon called him the B-word, and Kyle Lowry told him his room number to come see him. Who do you got? Who do you got in that fight, Leroy? Aaron Gordon or Kyle Lowry?
Kyle Lowry.
I got Kyle Lowry, too. I think he whoops his ass.
Really?
Yep.
He's a bulldog. He's been fighting. He's been fighting amongst the Giants his whole career.
I'm not worried about the size advantage, Robbie.
I mean, Aaron Gordon will definitely complain about it after the fact.
No doubt. Especially if it goes to a unanimous decision, he'll definitely complain about the judge's scorecards. Nonstop. He'll probably make a dumb song about it, too. You know if there's a fight between them, you got to put Wade ringside.
Okay, Jim.
Aaron Gordon.
They had to do another Instagram Live with Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, you know, it was all cool. It wasn't. Keep complaining about that, Aaron Gordon. Did you see Derek Jones Jr. yesterday? Chris Middleton's lucky he fouled him. I mean, Derek Jones Jr. is about to dunk it right on his face.
Well, that was about to be nasty, but I mean.
Go ahead, Robbie.
I was saying, I mean, we don't want to do like we do with John Morant with the almost dunk, but Derek Jones Jr. has enough awesome dunks in his repertoire.
Yeah, he does. He, I mean, listen, he's a champion of slam dunking. We know what was going to happen. That's why Chris Middleton had to put the foul right on his chest. Otherwise, would have ended up bad for him. Real bad. Real bad. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Texter writes in, true loss or not, getting outscored by 37 on national TV, that's yucky. It is yucky, sir. It is yucky. But you want to know who says things like yucky? Children. Why don't you grow up, okay? Learn what loss to be upset about and which ones not to be upset about, Peter Pan. Yucky. What are you, a child? What do you do? Put your food in section plates? You put the peas over here, the mashed potatoes over here, and like your one little slab of meat that probably just has ketchup on it? What are you, a chicken nugget eater?
Take the crust off the bread.
Yeah, get out of here. Yucky. Come on, Leroy. Leroy's with me. You know what I'm talking
No,
about.
I'm not.
He's with me.
I mean, like, as Bob would say, it left a bleep taste in my mouth.
Nah, the bleep was on the floor because it was a poop fest. You know,
it stinks, and it's you wake up in the morning, you still have that taste in the mouth.
God, I hope that's not what he's like after this game.
No, hey, they won't have to have interviews. Season will be over.
I don't want.
You gotta do exit interviews.
No exit interviews. What is Quinville? If Bob stinks up the joint today, what's Quinville and Bob's exit interview like?
I didn't like it.
Probably exactly like that. Live coverage of the exit interview between Bob and Quinville.
I didn't like it.
That's it. Really getting to their emotions there. A Russian and a hard hockey player with a mustache. I'm sure they're really going to get into their feelings.
By the way, is the porn stash back?
What do you mean?
Because they showed a mugshot of Ricky Fowler, and he's got the big porn stash going.
Like
Quinville.
Like Quinville and that Fugazi Larry Bird mustache that Gordon Hayward's rocking.
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, he does look like Peaky Blinders.
What about Jimmy? People would say what Jimmy has is a mustache. He's kind of got some scraggly hair going on the underside, but too.
He wants facial hair, but it doesn't grow in.
Yeah, his mustache is definitely, I don't know what you would call. How would you describe Jimmy Butler's mustache? It's not wispy.
He doesn't trim it. It just looks like somebody taped one to his face.
It's a disguise
mustache.
That's what
it looks like. Right. It's a disguise mustache. Like the one was the Mets coach was wearing.
Oh, Bobby Valentine?
Yeah, when he kicked him out of the game. That's Jimmy's.
Oh, man. All-timer. So, yeah, man. We got noon coming up today. Panthers, yeah. Islanders, big in there. And then we got the Marlins taking on, I mean, just the lowest of low. And if you want to talk about sports franchises, the New York Mets. Doesn't get worse than that, Leroy.
They've gone some hard times. Yoenis Cespedes has opted out after he didn't show up.
Yep.
I will say this, though. If there's anything positive to take from the Marlins, it's this.
A lot of things to take positive.
Well, no, besides the wins, there's something more important here. That the way the organization is, when there's all this chaos, all the Rona issues and whatever, you never got a sense that the world was ending. When before, every time there was a situation, everybody felt like they had to come out and say it wasn't me, right? Like everybody, and so from that standpoint, it seems like the organization will get through this a lot better because of how they handle things and how they're run.
Yeah, I agree with that. Don Mattingly was talking about that a little bit yesterday too. Just that, like, you know, we did bring in the right, so, you know, for the young guys that are sticking around with the team, you know, that they did put the right guys around them. That there does feel like a different belief. Like they've always talked about that whole, you know, you need to learn how to go win and you need to learn how to compete. And I just, I mean, it this series. I mean, look, maybe the Orioles were a fugazi record when they rolled into the series. They were the hottest team in baseball at the time. But the Marlins won that series a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways.
And pitching, out-hitting them.
Yeah. I mean,
plays in the field.
I was going to say that. And quite frankly, their defense was fantastic. KO with some key double plays.
I like the Orioles, their defense. Oof. Throwing the ball over the yard.
I mean, they don't even know how to pitch. Just thrown it to the wall, dummy.
I got to tell you. I mean, there's been moments where I've made mistakes that I've questioned, like, when am I doing? I'm supposed to be a pro, right? But I'll tell you, none ever looked that bad, right? Like, none. Holy smokes. Guy been pitching his whole life. He waits till he gets on national TV in the highest level of his sport and his profession to not know when to throw the ball.
Text writes in, Wade would be the referee between Lowry and Aaron Gordon. He just allows Kyle Lowry to hold and hit, give him rabbit punches. Then all of a sudden, if Aaron Gordon gets too sassy, he takes a point away from Aaron Gordon. It's one more time. Wade's going to allow Aaron Gordon to get beat up like Herb Dean does to any UFC fighter.
Buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't stop it yet. I got to see more. You got to show me something. Aaron Gordon's like, please stop it.
It was like Kingdom.
Yeah.
When dude wouldn't finish him, and then he got Undertaker.
Yep. It was kind of like the Heat yesterday.
Right.
Was Nate getting knocked out after not finishing the fight?
Hey, by the way, got to tell you, that was an interesting twist to that. You didn't spoil it.
I told you. Yeah. I'm telling you, Kingdom's a good show, man.
You know who's not good at spoiler alerts?
Who?
And I'm going to say this. No. My daughter.
Oh,
I was gonna say Tobin. I mean, on draft night, ruined the Tua pick.
I did not say who it was.
But that's not spoiling something. He got all giddy.
Your face was expression gave it away.
Look, everybody who's had any interaction with Tobin, when he got all giddy, we all knew. The other idiots that were on there, they didn't know, but we knew. We knew what that meant.
How great is it?
Did he not spill it? No, he didn't spoil it. But his antics spoiled it, but only to the people that know him.
All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your Friday. Leroy?
Coming up to see you.
All right, man. Enjoy it. Robbie, enjoy the action this weekend. Everybody enjoy the sports, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday.